Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
A couple of weeks ago, on the podcast that I do, I was talking about my seven-year-old son. And he's a very inquisitive child, as are most seven-year-olds. And we had him down with his sister at a petting farm a couple of weeks ago. And they really enjoyed the petting farm, getting close to the animals. And they really enjoyed the pigs. There were micro pigs there, rolling around in the mud. And it was lovely. The kids loved it. Anyway, in the car on the way back from the petting zoo, my son turned around to me and he said, and I knew he was thinking of something, he turned around and he said, Daddy, do sausages come from pigs? And I said to him, well, I had to think fast, like most parents do. I had to think fast, and the first thing that popped into my head was, no, they don't. Sausages just come in packets. The sausages we buy every weekend, they just come in packets. Nothing to do with a pig. So I lied to my seven-year-old about where sausages come from. Why did I do that, I hear you ask? Well, he doesn't like that much food. And one of the things he does like are sausages. And I didn't want to ruin that for him at the age of seven. And I want to try and distance animals from the food that ends up on his plate. Because I don't think at 7 years of age, I don't think even at 10 years of age, they need to know the ins and outs. I mean, I watched an animal slaughter video before and I found it absolutely, it's horrible. I'll be honest with you, it's horrible. And if I could be vegetarian, if I could be vegan, I would. But I don't have the willpower and I like meat too much. And that's why I won't watch one of those videos again. I'd rather not know how the meat ends up on your plate. And for that reason, I think it's very, very wrong to show children videos of animal slaughter. So I have a couple of questions for you that I want to get the answers to from you. Okay, first of all, do you agree with this animal rights activist that to feed a child meat is a form of child abuse? It's the first question. Think about that and text me in. Second question, do you agree with Catherine, who we're about to hear from, that older children, we're talking 10 plus, should be shown videos of animal slaughter? Would you be happy if your child went into school tomorrow and the teacher was showing the whole class a video of a cow being slaughtered, or a chicken, or a cow getting its neck slit open or chopped up? And the final question, do you think I was right to lie to my son about where sausage meat comes from? That's what I did. I lied to him. And people lie to their kids all the time. But I lied to him and I sugarcoated where sausages came from. Well, I basically didn't tell him. I said they just come in the packet and that's where they come from. I want you to have a very close listen to what Catherine has to say on this. She sent us a WhatsApp voice note and you can do the same. 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. There's a lot in this. Some of it is probably going to anger you, but have a very close listen to what she has to say.
Catherine Woods here, psychic, spiritual healer, an animal activist, and of course, vegan. I'm just coming on the show, sending a voice note to say that I think that it's absolutely wrong, absolutely wrong. It's child abuse to feed your children the entrails of dead, tortured, abused animals. I think all children should be sat down and watch the video Earthlings and Cowspiracy and make the connection that food from animals is violence. My food is grown in the soil. It doesn't have a face and a heartbeat, feelings and emotions. Children can be raised very healthily, actually more healthily, on a vegan diet. Plant-based diet is for the future. It's to save the planet. It's to save the animals. And it is totally wrong to feed your children the entrails of a dead animal. In a sausage is every part of the poor pig. People feed that to their children and people wonder how they have cancer and how they're sick and why there's so many illnesses in the world. Every pandemic is caused from animal consumption. So to save the world and save the planet, we must absolutely stop the consumption of all animal produce. Animals are not ours to abuse. They are part of the ecosystem and need to be let live free and safely. And I would absolutely advocate bringing Earthlings into schools and showing it to children from the age of about 10 or 11 when they're able to make their own minds up and judgments. Until then, we're responsible for them. As mature and responsible parents, we have to feed our children a plant-based diet for optimum health. Generally, vegans don't get sick, we don't pick up viruses, we're happier, healthier people. So to be good to the environment and to be a better parent, feed your children a vegan diet. Thank you.
Now, there you have it. I told you there was a lot in there. She does go off on one, doesn't she? But the three points that she made were, well, the first one is that to feed a child meat is child abuse, that your children would be healthier if they had a plant-based diet, and that she believes, I think she said 10, from 10 onwards, that children aged 10 plus should be shown videos of animal slaughter. What is your reaction to that? Send us a WhatsApp right now, 087-188-0008. And as usual, I like to get public opinion on this, and I like to find out how all you guys feel. So let's do a poll, okay? And it's a yes-no poll. I want you all to take part in this, okay? So get your phone out on WhatsApp. You know the number, 087-188-0008, and answer this simple question with yes or no, okay? Should children aged 10 and upwards be shown animal slaughter videos? Okay, so just think about that for a moment and then text yes if you believe they should. So we're talking about a 10-year-old, from 10 years up. Should a 10-year-old child and older be shown animal slaughter videos? Simply text yes or no. If you want to add a little comment on the end of it as to why, feel free to do so as well. But WhatsApp us, yes or no, to 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. Animal slaughter videos. Your 10-year-old coming home from school saying, I saw a pig being chopped up, or I saw a cow being slaughtered with a bolt to the head. Love to get your opinions on this. John Carmody is an animal rights activist and a man who I've had many a barney with over the years, but it's always in good spirits. In fact, I was only telling a colleague earlier on, John, that sometimes when I'm out having a steak dinner, I'll often send you a photograph of the steak just to rub your nose in it. But again, the one thing about you, you're an animal rights activist, but you've always been respectful towards meat eaters and, you know, even you don't try, obviously your whole thing is animal rights and stuff like that, but you don't try and shove it down people's throats on a daily basis. But what do you make of what Catherine was saying, the three things that she said?
And you know what, and why should I, as a matter of fact, Jeremy, nice to talk with you as well, so thanks for picking up on this, as a matter of fact, but there should be no one that takes out the finger and points it at anyone, as a matter of fact. There is no one perfect, and this, it's not about being perfect, as a matter of fact, and we can get into that later on in the conversation if you want, but it was really lovely to listen to Catherine's voice message there, and she's on the ball, and her passion has come through in that voice message as well, and she's absolutely right about showing kids what's going on in and the reality of what's happening on factory farms and in slaughterhouses. But here's the thing. I'm not a parent myself. I will never be a parent, as a matter of fact. I don't think I will. but here's the thing. We kids in this day and age could actually run the country better than any government minister, I can tell you, as a matter of fact, that are in government at the minute, Jeremy. And here's the other thing as well. With a click of a button, in this day and age, right at their fingertips, on their handset, on their iPad or on their laptop, with a click of a button, we can now bring these kids and these impressionable young teens into factory farms, into slaughterhouses, into all these filthy, dirty establishments all over the world that have profited off the backs of animals for so long. And let me tell you this, and again, I'm not a parent, and I will never stress through this conversation that I am, but they have more cop on than a lot of people give them credit for, I can assure you.
Okay, but is it not the job of a parent to protect their children from the horrible things in this world? In other words, you wouldn't show your child one of those, remember all those videos that were doing the rounds on social media a couple of years ago, yeah, of beheadings in the Middle East? You wouldn't show your child a video of a beheading, sure you wouldn't.
You wouldn't, but then again, we're not sitting down to eat those misfortunes that are being beheaded, as a matter of fact. And, you know, the reality is that in school, you know, I mean, when these kids are playing video games, I have my nephew, and I know he plays video games, and I know so many other impressionable teenagers that are playing video games, and young kids younger than teenagers, I can assure you, they're playing video games that allow them to engage in shooting and killing people. They show bank robbers and prostitution on all these games, and yes, they're being played as we speak, even throughout the day. So kids are getting an indirect insight into this whole world.
I know, but John, I'm sure you have in your line of business. I'm sure you have seen animal slaughter videos. They are absolutely horrific. I watched one once, and oh my God, I was so upset after watching. Now, having said that, I still ate meat afterwards, because I think, like most meat eaters, we like to brush it under the carpet as to how our steak ends up on the plate. But that's going to traumatise a child to show them something like that.
It's a good question you see, and a good point, Jeremy. And I think my thoughts on that is, I don't know if it is actually going to traumatise them, because they are so more advanced in this day and age. They're more clued in than ever before. And as a matter of fact, they're able to pick up on the cruelty, and they can see that it's wrong. And speaking of videos, as a matter of fact, there has been so many videos online that I've seen throughout the years of kids and little young ones sitting at the table and their parents recording them as the kids open up to their parents to say that I don't want to eat that. Was that an animal that had, you know, a little life and a little fluffy coat with little beady eyes, and I don't think I can do it? And those videos have touched the hearts of people all over the world. I think we should definitely give them more credit, because they are a lot more clued in than we think, for sure.
Okay, let me ask you about what I did with my son Luke. He asked me a couple of weeks ago, when we were after coming from a petting farm, he asked me, do sausages come from pigs? And I lied to him and I told him, no, sausages just end up in the wrappers, and we buy them and bring them home. Was I wrong to do that? Should I have told them, well, actually, by the way, that pig that you were just petting in the petting zoo, sometimes those pigs get taken into slaughterhouses and they are killed so that they can end up on your plate?
You know, again, it's another good question, Jeremy, and it's a good point you're making. I can't, in all good faith, say that you're wrong, because I'm not going to say that. As a matter of fact, you're a good parent, and you're going to do what you feel is right for that kid. I would like to think that as he grows older, you know, into a fine young man, that he'll be able to, you know, see for himself what's happening in this world. And there's a lot of wrong going on in this world, as a matter of fact. And with all the different types of apps that are out there today and websites that are out there, they're now exposed to more injustice than ever before. But equally enough, there's a lot of stuff going on, an alternative to all this suffering and all this cruelty, that they'll be able to make their own decisions in time to come, for sure. But not only just that, I think that, you know, the change is happening right now, whether we like it or not. It's coming in on top of us. It's no longer about the Catherine and the Johns of this world trying to speak out for animals and all the other activists that are out there trying to do, you know, their best. But it's coming from scientists, it's coming from the United Nations, it's coming from governments, as a matter of fact.
I get that, it's everywhere.
Have to get rid of this stuff, we have to get it out of our diets. And as a matter of fact, if we don't do it just because of what's on our plate, and for animal welfare, then it's literally going to come in on top of us before you know it, with climate change. And of course, we've been talking about that
for the last couple
of weeks with COP and stuff. So it's coming whether we like it or not. But
okay, do me a favour, John, stay there for a second, please. 087-188-0008. Call or WhatsApp us. 087-188-0008. Let me just read out one text there. No, they should not be shown these videos. Kids these days are bombarded with information. They don't need to be told everything, says that person. I would tend to agree with that message. Let me go to Nigel. Nigel, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. Now, a couple of questions. First of all, slaughter videos for kids, yes or no?
No.
Okay, why not?
Well, the vegans are also actually responsible for the slaughter of animals, because the food they eat is actually fertilised by animal products. So, like, there is no such thing as a vegan unless he goes veganic farming. So any vegetables that a vegan buys in a supermarket is actually fertilised by animal products.
Well, John, do you want to respond to that?
There is no such thing as a vegan. It's impossible.
Well, there is such a thing as a vegan. We have a vegan on the line here.
But he still eats food in the supermarket that was fertilised by the farmers, animal products.
Well, John. Oh, sorry, John's gone, actually. We'll try and... Are you there, John? No, he's not.
Sorry, Jeremy, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, sorry, how do you respond to that?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, maybe we do, as a matter of fact. And that's probably the truth of it, is with the farming at the minute, that might be the case. But, look, I need to stress this, and I'm so happy, Jeremy, that on your show tonight that we can kind of dig a little bit deeper into this one. I think it's all about doing whatever we can do to lessen our suffering and lessen our impact on the environment by getting rid of all these animal products, by moving away from our reliance on using animals, because we've been doing it for so long. And as I've been saying all this week as well, on other topics I've been speaking about, that for a long time, animal rights campaigners had to kind of literally bend over backwards. We had to drain ourselves of energy and our fight to try to get to explain people about all the suffering and cruelty that's going on out there.
That's not what this is about, John, because adults know about the cruelty. And I'm sure, I take it, Nigel, you're a meat eater, are you?
I am a meat eater, and so is John. But John doesn't want to admit that he is really a meat eater, because he eats vegetables that are fertilised by animal products by the farmer. And he
but
just
you see, here's the thing, Nigel. Here's the thing. And we no longer have to worry about trying to justify our arguments to anyone, as a matter of fact, because it's out there now for all to see. We have tore down the curtains. With our bare hands, we've tore down bricks and mortar that have hidden all these places of exploitation for so many years. People can now see it with a click of a button. They can go on to Facebook, they can go on to YouTube, they can go on to Snapchat and TikTok and all these other apps that have in many ways supported and helped our cause. Now it's all about trying to talk about the alternatives that are out there. You can't go into a supermarket. You can't hit the roads on the M1, even when I travel to Dublin there on a weekly basis. You can't stop at a petrol station, and you're hit with so many vegan alternatives. Non-animal products are lining up.
They are. The posters are everywhere. Sorry, Nigel, you want to come back in there. Go ahead.
Like, John's argument is ridiculous, because John is still eating food that's fertilised by animal products.
Okay, you keep saying that.
Is
that the best argument you could come up with? In fairness, how many animals are being slaughtered because of John's diet?
A lot.
Really?
Leftover piece of animals are being slaughtered every day of the week to fertilise the food that he eats. And also vegans, they also suffer from omega-3, calcium, B12, cholesterol, B6, vitamin A, zinc and iron.
Jeez, I've seen photographs of John very recently, and he looks a lot more healthy than I do, I have to be honest with you.
Well, that's because you're 47, Jeremy, for God's sake.
Thanks for rubbing that in, Jesus.
But look, in all fairness, this is not about trying to pick up on these little things. I mean, how many times have we heard people saying that, you know, what about the feelings of plants and stuff? But look, we have to kind of cop on here a small bit and face up to the fact that you need to get rid of the most extreme acts of cruelty. And by going on a vegan diet and getting all these products out of your trolleys and baskets and replacing them with cruelty-free, plant-based alternatives, that we're playing our part in absolutely smashing that whole world of animal use and animal dependence, I think, Jeremy, as well, most importantly as well.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay there for a second, please, John. Let me go to Fern. You're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you?
Hiya, how are you?
Good. Now, you're going to put a different slant on this because you are a nutritionist. So, are you a nutritionist?
I'm trained as for my work, through work, but I'm not a practicing standalone nutritionist, just to clarify that.
Okay, but you know a lot more than most of us would know about nutrition. First question then is, can a child lead a healthy lifestyle on a vegan diet?
Well, yes. It is possible to change over and make sure the child does not have, they can survive without dairy, they can survive without meat. Nutritionally, all the options are there, plant-based, definitely. However, I would like to put a point in that does not suit every child, myself being one of them. I much preferred plants and vegetables over meat. Ever since I was a toddler, I've always much preferred them. However, I was incredibly sick as a child, and I did need to have the easy accessible proteins and irons from meat in order to survive.
Okay, that's fair enough.
So therefore, I don't think that it is something, it's case specific. It's not a one size fits all. in my opinion.
I mean, am I a bad parent for my children love sausages and they love bacon. Am I a bad parent?
No, as do mine. My children are raised with meat, with dairy, with cheese, with fish, completely. But I do try to instigate at least one vegetarian or vegan meal into their day. And 9 times out of 10, they don't even notice.
Of course they wouldn't, no.
Exactly, but...
Is it important to... Because I'm just thinking that something else my son likes. My son loves duck. Absolutely loves duck. Mm. And he also loves going to the park to feed the ducks. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he's put two and two together, because if he did, he'd probably be traumatised by the fact that the little thing that goes quack, quack and he feeds the bread to also tastes, and I have to be honest, duck tastes absolutely beautiful. It's a lovely taste. But I tried to distance myself from that as well. Is it wrong that he doesn't put two and two together that I haven't told him? By the way, that duck that you like on your plate, that was the same fella that you were feeding in the park the other day.
Oh, of course. Look, I understand that. I mean, I love animals. I've got two cats myself, and I know in some instances they do eat cats. And that horrifies me, as I'm a big cat lover myself. But at the same time, like my two girls, my five-year-old, only just realised 2 weeks ago that the chicken in Chicken Nugget is the same as the chicken from the farm. It was a little bit of a mind-blowing experience for her. But then at the same time, I didn't exactly sit down with her and show her all the videos of how that meat is processed, because I think that is traumatising.
Yeah, and that was the point that we were making, John, that they don't need to see. So that child now knows that the quack, or not the quack quack, but whatever noise the chicken makes, that chicken is the same. What noise does the chicken make? Cluck, cluck. That's what it does. Yeah, thanks, Ruth. That same chicken is the chicken nugget. That was enough, John. Fern did not need to show the child a video of how the chickens were killed.
Well, and so be it. But I think that if I had my way, Jeremy, as a matter of fact, I've said this for years, I think we need to grab the issue, the subject, the topic of religion by the throat, and rip it out of every curriculum in this school, in every school in this country. Get rid of it. It has never served us. It has caused unmerciful divide, indifference, hate. I think we need to get that out of school as fast as possible. We need to replace it with something as simple as, I was going to say kindness to animals, if they don't even want to put that in there, let's stick something like mindfulness into that and replace it with mindfulness. Because
I think
a little bit more kinder towards each other if we can get something like that into schools and get little kids and impressionable teens.
John, hang on a second.
On themselves as
hang on a second. Most
dodgy, dubious religion that's going on. Still
okay, that's another
get
issue. Yeah, that's another issue for another day, religion in schools. I'm sure Niall covers that extensively. But... children are generally very loving towards animals. They don't need an education on how to be good to animals. I know my kids, they love the cats that we have in the house. They love all sorts of animals. I don't think they need to be told that. Sorry, Fern, you wanted to ask John a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. To be honest with you, I jumped the gun there, and I did actually presume that he was going off on a tangent, and I apologise. I didn't realise the link that he was making in. But I see the point you're making, in that children, to be honest with you, I think if you forego, like, some elements of school, I know this is again going off on a tangent, and include things like, I don't know, how to sort out your taxes, way to go if you do need social welfare, how to sort out your driving license. I think driving in itself, that should be included.
Okay, we're definitely going off on a tangent now.
But you know, if we're gonna go into the school, there's a whole other debate in there that should be discussed for preparing children for adulthood. When it comes to telling children about meat, like, for example, with my daughter now, we actually had, I don't want to offend any vegans on the listening in or on the show now by saying such, but we were having chicken wings. She said, isn't that, wait, Mum, hang on, chicken wings. And she made the connection. And I said, yeah, this is the case it is, but this is why we try to have some meals without meat. And, you know, I broke it to her in gently. She said, oh, okay then. So you don't have to say, look, this is how they kill the pig.
Of course you don't.
I think that's like sitting them down and saying, okay, now we're going to watch a movie about Ted Bundy.
Yeah. I mean, in fact, I'm glad you brought up that discussion, because last week, I'm fascinated with Ted Bundy, by the way, to the point that I've interviewed a lot of his victims and all that over the years. Yeah, I have. And I was happened to be watching myself and the wife. Our young fella was in bed the other night, and we happened to put on one of the Ted Bundy documentaries on Netflix, which was really, really good, very gripping and all that. And our son came out into the living room as we were watching it, and straight away he looked at the telly and he says, "What's that about? What's that about? Is that about a bald man?" And straight away I turned it off, because why in God's name would you let an 11-year-old know about a serial killer who was hacking up bodies? Now, the argument that John made was, well, it's kind of different because you're not children aren't eating hacked up bodies.
Can I make a point to count that again, if you wouldn't mind?
Yes.
Another point for that. Did you know the statistics for women to be raped is 1 in 6? Therefore, should we tell every female child that that's something they need to watch out for? They have more likelihood of that compared to being attacked by a shark.
Absolutely not. No, why would we?
Because
our job...
So that's my point.
Thank you very much, Fern. And that is my firm belief. And Fern makes some great points there. That your job as a parent, regardless of your beliefs, is to protect your child's innocence. And one clear example of that, how we all protect our child's innocence, is coming up in 5 weeks. I don't have to mention it. You know what I'm talking about. Parents protect their child's innocence about that particular time of year. Why do we do that? Why don't we tell them what we know? Why wouldn't we do that if children are better off knowing the truth? Why don't you sit down with your 7-year-old now or your 8-year-old and tell them everything? Because you don't. Because they're children and they can't process everything. And you don't want to destroy their innocence. You don't want to destroy their childhood. They will grow up soon enough that they don't need to know that. That's my opinion anyway. Let me go to a lot of calls to get through on this. If you want to send a voice note, by the way, please do. 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008 if you want to send a voice note, because we may not be able to get to you because the lines are so busy. Caitlin, how are you?
Hiya. Good night, how are you?
How are things? Do you agree with the point I'm making about protecting a child's innocence and not telling them?
I don't know how I feel about that one. Like, I don't think you should be showing them the slaughter videos from the age of 10 or 11, because, like, I think kids are very sensitive at that age. Like, I don't have kids myself, but, like, I know, like, you know, from being a child, like, you know, you would be very sensitive, you know, to things that you'd be watching, and, like, you know, it can affect your mental health and stuff.
Oh, they'd have nightmares about it.
Yeah,
they definitely would have nightmares about it.
Yeah, definitely. But, like, I think, like, at that age anyway, like, I kind of knew, you know, like, where the meat and stuff was kind of coming from. But we were just kind of brought up to eat meat, you know. But, like, definitely when I got older then, you know, I was kind of more aware of, like, you know, how a plant-based diet is more sustainable, you know, from watching, like, different documentaries and, you know, obviously, like, fruit and vegetables is way better for you, you know. So I just kind of started bringing that into my life a little bit more. So I kind of eat, like, some vegetarian stuff, like, during the weekend. Like, I might have meat, like, once or twice, you know. And maybe, like, fry up when I'm hungover or whatever. But, yeah.
So, at what age were you when you put two and two together about the meat and animals and you connected that?
I don't know, I'm trying to think back now. I don't know, probably maybe, like, 7, 8, 9 or something, I'd say. I can't really remember now, but definitely in and around that age, you know. Like, I definitely knew where meat came from, but no, I can't remember who told me.
Yeah, no, I mean, my son, I'm sure he does, because, you know, he knows that the chicken he has for dinner is also the same name as the thing that's going around on the farm. But maybe he just doesn't.
Yeah, maybe they're just not aware of exactly, like, what happens and stuff, you know, but there's definitely, because it's so normalised, I think, they don't really care, you know, that kind of way.
So was I wrong to lie to my child about where sausages came from? Go on and say, by the way, I don't mind you telling me you think I'm wrong. Yeah. By the way, I'm not that precious. If you think I was wrong, just say it.
No, I don't think it was wrong. Like you.
That's okay, because I would have cut you off straight away.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. I'm only joking.
Yeah. No, but I don't think it was wrong. I think, like, you know, you just said what you thought was right at the moment, you know.
Yeah, of course.
But I suppose she'll probably just figure it out for herself in time to come. You know, with being in school and talking to other kids and stuff, you know.
And you know, I don't want my child to make a fool of himself in school either, that if some of his friends say, by the way, sausages are slaughtered pigs, and he goes, no, they're not. My daddy said that they just came in packets, because I don't want that. But you do have to protect your children a certain amount. Are you a vegan yourself, are you?
No, I'm not vegan. Only part-time.
A part-time vegan?
Part-time vegan. I like vegan food, and I love, like, you know, like the thoughts of like being healthy, having all the vegetables, and like I do like, you know, the taste of the food and stuff as well, but I do eat meat from time to time.
Oh, shame on you.
My friend always mocks me. She's like, you're the part-time vegan.
Okay, well, you have turkey on Christmas Day then, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ah, of course you would. Why wouldn't you? By the way, thanks for your call, Caitlin. By the way, can I just say on a completely separate note, as we're talking about meat and all that, turkey is the most overrated food, I think, I have to say. I don't know why people get so excited about turkey over Christmas. I'm going to go off on a rant now, a bit of a tangent, but turkey is just, I'm sorry, have duck on Christmas Day or have chicken on Christmas Day, but turkey is, it's dry for a start. And I know you're probably saying, oh, no, no, the way I cook it, it's not dry. It is. Turkey is a dry bird. It's just, chicken is so much nicer. Yes, when anybody suggests that you eat something different on Christmas Day, people get all up in arms. No, you couldn't have roast beef on Christmas Day. No, you couldn't have chicken on Christmas Day. You couldn't have duck on Christmas Day. Well, you know what I'm going to do this Christmas Day? I'm going to have pizza. Okay, that's what I'm going to have. With a bit of turkey on the top. I'm going to have pizza for Christmas dinner. Don't go away. After the break, we'll be talking to the woman who started this all off. You'll want to hear this. It is Ireland's Classic Hits with Jeremy Dixon here live for a Wednesday night. With you live until 11 o'clock. And we're in the middle of a conversation all to do with how much children need to know when it comes to meat and the connection between meat and little animals. All children love little animals, as you know. You can bring your child to a petting zoo, as I did a couple of weeks ago, and they will love the animals. My kids loved seeing the pigs rolling around in their own shite, because that's what pigs love to do. And my son asked in the car on the way back, Daddy, do sausages come from pigs? And I said, no, sausages just come in packets on the shelves in the supermarket. And no, they don't, because I wanted to keep his innocence. And that's what kicked this all off a couple of weeks ago. And someone who got quite upset with me, someone who we both disagree on a lot of things, but we still get on very well. And that is the woman who kicked off all this topic with that message I played at the start. That is Catherine Woods. Good evening, Catherine. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Thanks very much for coming on. I know you probably missed a bit of the conversation. But, well, to fill you in, that's pretty much what we were asking, whether or not this idea that you had of showing kids age 10 and plus animal slaughter videos is the way forward. And I have to say, there's not much support coming in for us. Can you explain to people why you think that's such a good idea, please?
Well, I think for the health of the child, for a start, giving your children, you know, dead slabs of animal flesh is not good for their health. It's not good, obviously, for the animal whose throat is slit and whatever else happens to the abattoirs. And, you know, giving your children animal produce is guaranteed to make them sick. So I think children need to make the connection between, you know, hen. I was only telling some of my clients today, hens purr like cats. You're going to pet hens in your house. They purr like cats. We have no right to kill them. We have no right to give this wrong type of food to our children. It's actually a form of child abuse, in my opinion.
So hang on. So any parent that feeds their child meat, I mean, there's thousands of parents listening to this show right now who will give their children maybe ham in the morning to go to school. calm down for a second. Or they give them chicken at the weekend or fish fingers. Mm. You were saying, and I can hear it in your voice, you're saying all these parents are guilty of child abuse.
Yeah, absolutely. I would just, interestingly enough, I've been very busy lately, and in the last year and a half, all my new clients, only three of them ate meat and their families were vegan. That's how big this awareness is and this compassion is towards animals. Animals are not food. They're not ours to be used, abused or, you know, used or eaten in any way. And I think children at 10 are well able to make a decision about what they want to eat. And I would say 10, 11, 12, sit them down and say, look, we want to show you the truth. It's going to be horrible. You're going to be sad. Guarantee you the kids will go vegan. And then the awareness and the compassion will rise.
But that's the wrong way to that's forcing a child into going vegan. That's shaming a child into going vegan.
It's showing them the truth. It's showing them the truth. Why hold the truth back from them? You know, this is the truth about an animal's life. This isn't the truth about other things you were talking about earlier that I caught the end of about what's happening in 5 weeks. That's a fantasy and a fairy tale. That's not going to harm your child in any way. Giving your children slabs of dead animal flesh is guaranteed to make them sick. The World Health Authority has said eating processed meat will make you sick. Drinking cow's milk will make you sick.
Okay. They have said this. You aren't necessarily going to get sick from eating meat. There's plenty of people who live very healthy lives. And eat. I mean, I'm a meat eater all my life. I'm in fairly good shape.
Well, maybe another 10 or 15 years, you know, it catches up to you somehow.
You think the years will catch up on me, do you, when I hit my 50s or whatever?
I think the karma of eating dead, you know, slabs of, like, it's putrid animal flesh. Just tell you a quick story. When the butchers, you know, get the animals in, all the animals have cancer lumps in them from the way they're kept in cages, the way they're treated, the factory farming, the way they scream for their little lives going up the abattoir steps. They know they're going to their slaughter. They scream, they kick, they cry.
I know,
the little pigless heads are bashed off.
Stop. I know. Here's the thing. I'm not disagreeing with you here. And I think it is horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
Then why would you feed that to your children? That anger, that acidicness, guaranteed to make them sick. Honestly, guaranteed to make them sick. Cow's milk is for calves. It's not for human consumption. We cannot assimilate it. Our body is not designed to drink another mammal's breast milk. It's wrong on every level.
The one food, and you'll be proud of me here, Catherine, when I tell you this.
I hope you've stopped eating some animals anyway.
I did, and I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you the animal, and I'm going to tell you why. Okay, so
the lamb, is it?
It was a lamb. Now,
how does a baby lamb get torn away from her mother?
Oh, but you start, I don't eat them anymore. There's no need to.
I know,
me.
But the viewers, your listeners, who do the baby lamb, the baby calf, they're torn away from the mother. The females of these species, they cry for months.
Stop! I know. Okay,
they cry for months.
I'll be honest with you, Catherine. I'll be honest with you. I used to love lamb. I used to love a leg of lamb, spring lamb. We grew up with it in our house around Easter time.
What you're saying? You're eating the leg of a feeling animal who feels pain.
Yeah, but
an animal that we have no right to abuse and will make you sick.
Yeah, and that's why I gave it up, because I said if there's one thing I can do, like baby steps and all that, okay? And with me, it's baby steps, and like something's better than nothing. And I realize that the way lambs are taken away from the mothers is horrible. It really is horrible.
Horrible.
And I said the little thing that I'm going to do is give up the lamb. Now, let me read out a couple of messages for you, because in fairness to these people, at least you have the guts to come on. These people are just hiding behind their keyboards, but I'll read out the messages anyway.
I'm always free to come on. Always.
Yeah. Women like her are the reason that the world is banjaxed. I don't know why you're being blamed for the world being banjaxed. People like this woman give vegans a bad name. People like her are the same idiots who show children pictures of aborted babies. I don't know where that colour is. I don't know
but
where
do you,
that...
Do you know, sorry, Jeremy, do you hear all the anger in all these flesh eaters? The anger in people and the names we get called. Vegan is a compassionate way of life. It's a compassionate lifestyle. We don't want to harm any living being. We don't want to be responsible for an animal's death. How does that make us idiots?
So you're saying meat eaters are more aggressive?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, listen to the people coming on. I'm not being aggressive. I am just telling you facts. I'm having a chat with you. I don't call anyone any names. No. What I do is I try to educate people and I ask them to watch the videos, Earthlings and Conspiracy, and see what the animals go through, and see then can they sit down after watching that and eat it themselves or feed it to their children.
Okay, there's another angry man here for you. The Rob's angry man. John says he's very angry. That woman is a hypocrite. Ask her, does she know where she got the phone that she's talking on? It probably came from child labour. Now, I don't know where the connection is between child labour and animal cruelty, John.
No, I don't know.
And in fact, John, if you want to be a hypocrite, if you believe that all phones are made by child labour, the phone you just texted on then was made by child labour, and probably the shirt you're wearing on your back as well. So then we're all...
To answer Angry John, most of my stuff is recycled, reused. I try to support as much charity work as possible.
I know, but hang on, your phone isn't made out of the bark of a tree now, let's be honest with you.
No, it's not, but a lot of phones you can buy now recycled.
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah, so I do my best. I'm not claiming to be perfect.
Okay, so hang on, before you go, Catherine, there's parents listening right now who are preparing the lunches for the kids for school tomorrow, and there's ham or whatever, or chicken or whatever the case may be, or God forbid, even a slice of cheese. By the way,
processed ham. Oh, yeah. My God.
By the way, I have to say something to you, Catherine. Catherine, I have to say something to you. I tried vegan cheese a couple of weeks ago. Oh, sweet Jesus.
Oh, you need to keep trying. There's plenty. There's a mature, there's an epic brand, extra mature red cheddar with jalapenos and chilies. It is amazing. No. Once you taste that, you'll never go back. We're not designed to assimilate lactose in our body. It will make us sick.
I'm lactose intolerant anyway, so there you go. That proves that.
The cheeses and the cow's milk that is meant for calves will give you asthma and give you blocked mucus and all sorts of chesty things.
That's going on. Sleep tonight, no. Thanks very much, as usual, Catherine. That is Catherine Woods, vegan and animal rights campaigner. Say what you want about Catherine, but the one thing she is passionate about animal welfare. And that's not a bad thing, really, is it, to be passionate about animal welfare? I mean, most of you have pets at home. You have a cat, you have a dog. Why wouldn't you eat a cat or a dog? Because you have been, you've been programmed to think that a cat and a dog is a pet. But you would have no problem eating a cow or a lamb or a chicken. They're all animals. You either love animals or you don't. That's what I always find a bit hypocritical from us. And I'm speaking about myself here as well, that when people say they're animal lovers and then they tuck into a burger, can you really be an animal lover if you tuck into a burger? Now, I had a beetroot burger a couple of weeks ago. It was a vegan burger. The burger was made from beetroot. Sorry. If it's made from beetroot, you can't call it a burger. No. Vegans cannot take over the word burger. That word has been put aside for us meat eaters. So don't be calling your Linda McCartneys and your Quarns and all that. Don't be calling them burgers. They're not burgers. A burger is dripping with juice and blood, and it's from meat. Okay? So that's the first thing. Secondly, the burger was made out of beetroot and it had vegan cheese on it. And I'm sorry, it's not for me. One last call on this, and I'm after shutting down my bloody thing. Where is it gone? Who's it? James. Yeah, James, thanks for holding for so long. How are you? You're on Ireland's Classic Hits.
Good evening, Jeremy.
Good evening. Are you a meat eater?
Yes, I am, and have been all my life. And amazing, if I was following Catherine, I shouldn't be around at all in my old age.
What age are you?
Oh, I'm well into my 70s, Jeremy.
No way. So a meat eater is after surviving into their 70s.
Isn't it amazing? And I can still, as I will be doing tomorrow, go into the sea swimming.
Oh, you go sea swimming, do you?
So all year round. And when I come out, I'll do a fairly respectable 100-metre sprint along the beach. So it hasn't been too bad for me, Jeremy.
So you're healthy? You're healthy?
Yes. As healthy as a trout, as they say. No, I have no time for these people at all, Jeremy. I have no problem now with Ruth. Ruth is an intelligent vegan. She doesn't go around trying to shove it down everyone's throat.
Oh, this is our Ruth. But she never shuts up about it. I'm working here 6 months and there hasn't been a day gone by that she hasn't gone, I'm a vegan.
But she doesn't be telling you shouldn't be eating this and you shouldn't be eating that. She doesn't tell Niall he shouldn't be eating his favourite, whatever it is, chicken nuggets or something, you know.
Okay, let's go back to the question. 10-year-old children, should they be shown slaughter videos?
I do agree with you earlier on when you were saying, and I've spoken about this to Niall many times, I feel very depressed now today that children are not allowed to have a childhood anymore, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they're just, that's because of technology, of course. And I feel sorry for parents like yourself trying to raise them today and trying to keep them as innocent as long as they can, because it's a hugely important part of their life.
Absolutely. Children,
the childhood you cannot get back.
No, I agree with you. Children should be children for as long as they can. I'm sorry for cutting across you, but I'm way over time with that. Thanks very much for your call and those lovely comments you made to about Ruth. By the way, for those of you who don't know, Ruth is our producer outside. And Ruth is, she's a vegan. But she's not the type of vegan that shoves it down your throat all the time. She does go on about it quite a bit. I mean, she's like, it's like, you know, how do you know that someone has an iPhone? Because they tell you about it. How do you know that people are vegans? Because they talk about it all the time. But she's passionate about animal welfare as well. And, you know, you have to admire that in people. I wish I liked vegetables. I wish I could sit down and eat like my sister does, eat a stuffed aubergine. But no, give me a steak any day of the week. Let me play some of your voice notes on 087-188-0008. Here's Debbie. Hi, Debbie.
Hey, Ger. I think kids are too young and innocent to find out about animals so young. I'd say let them grow up and make decisions for themselves. The world is too scary as it is for kids. and they're going to have to face a lot as they get older anyway. So just let them enjoy being kids and don't ruin it for them. That's my opinion.
Thank you very much. Yeah, interesting. Because, and this is a discussion for another day, about how far you go when telling children about things. When it was the anniversary of 9/11 a couple of months ago, there was a documentary on the TV about 9/11, and I was watching it, and my son happened to come out of the room. He was in the room playing, and he came out, and I turned it off. And then I was thinking to myself, why did I not let him watch a documentary about 9/11? Should he not know about terrorism? Should he not know about things like that? Because he will learn about that in history class. But there you go. We make these decisions all the time about how we raise our kids. Here's another voice note.
So I'm listening to your vegan story, and I don't believe that children should be shown slaughter videos. I think that there should be a different way to get the point across. You shouldn't need to show a slaughter video to educate people that eating animals is wrong. I am plant-based in a way, insofar as I don't eat a lot of meat, and that's what plant-based means. So I think, like, if you can educate kids on the value of fruit and veg and nuts and seeds and herbs and spices, that's better, and having all of that in your diet is better than showing a child a traumatic video of an animal being murdered. Like, there's no need to show them that at such a young age. They can watch that kind of stuff when they're old enough to watch that kind of stuff. And, like, that's not until they're 16, 18. When they make that choice themselves, you're forcing your opinion on them.
I agree with you.
Make their own choices.
I agree with you. And enjoy your flight wherever you're going. Sounds like the plane is about to take off there in the background. I agree with you. When they're old enough to make their own decisions. And here's the thing. As parents, we make decisions about our kids every day of the week that they don't have a choice in. We put our kids into a certain school. You never ask your child. I didn't ask Luke, my son, when he was 4 or 5. What school do you want to go to, son? What school do you want to go to? We go to whatever school you want to go to. You know, what car do you think daddy should drive? You don't ask children those things. You make those decisions for them as a parent. Anyway, thank you very much for all your calls and your comments.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.